a Dioba Da from the Beatles. And this song is one of my faves because it says my name in it. And so my dad would always play it for me when I was a small, small child. All right. And with that, we have Oba Di Obla Da.
Oh, God. Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're here with Rock Under the Radar on WMFO 91.5 Medford, Mass., Tufts Freeform Radio. My show, excuse me, I'm a little out of breath by the time I get in here. My show is generally an hour this time of year, but looks like I may be able to grab the second hour also, so I will probably be in for 2 hours today, I hope. I already have a show planned for 1 hour, and then I can just, like, wing it and go freeform for the second hour. I'm still getting organized now. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm still getting organized now because I'm out of breath from trying to race up, just walk up the street here to get to this. So what I'm going to do is I'll put something long on for you now so I'll have a chance to get everything organized. And then I'll be back with the rest of my stuff, a lot of local stuff. And what else do I have for you? I have some great series guitar new stuff, and I got a brand new Leo gun that I just got, and all kinds of good stuff. So anyway, I'm gonna start just with some Zeppelin. Always good to hear some Zeppelin, right?
Mama, 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 mama. Say that you leave your bed.
Squeeze my lemon. juice runs down my leg. I think you just have very but squeeze my lemon until the juice runs down my leg. If you don't squeeze me the way I want you to, baby, I swear I'm gonna kick you out of bed. But I've got you in the sights of my loving, 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 loving. Go!
This is Marian Farrow on Rock Under the Radar, which is what you're listening to now on WMFO in Medford. And that was Led Zeppelin with How Many More Times from the BBC Sessions record. The other night on PBS, I saw a Joe Bonamassa concert. It's related to the new album he has coming out where he's tributing British blues. And he did How Many More Times. And boy, he did a great version of that. And that's what made me think of this song. Play it for you. Now we got some local bands. And first is State of the Union with Hollywood from the 2014 album True. The band recorded this album in 2012 with David Minahan. Or I'm sorry, 2014. And State of the Union has a couple of shows this week. So they're going to be playing Saturday at a St. Patrick's Day rock and roll show at the Thirsty First Tavern and Grill in Lowell, Mass. And on Sunday at the 4 p.m. show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. So here is State of the Union.
We'll be right back. you got me back in line. I hear the clap of thunder. You put me 6 feet underground. Don't wanna play the fool. Don't wanna lose my cool. Don't wanna light a fire. Don't want the temperature.
It's time, time, time to tell your brother. getting late.
Let's see now. We heard first State of the Union with Hollywood from their album True from 2014. They're going to be playing Saturday at St. Patrick's Day Rock and Roll Show at the Thirsty First Tavern and Grill in Lowell, Mass. On Sunday, excuse me, the 4 p.m. show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Then you heard the Billy Connors Project with I Know My Place from the 2017 self-titled album, or maybe say EP. They will also be on that bill Sunday night with State of the Union at the Midnight Way Cafe, Sunday at 4. After that, you heard Special Guests with It's Time, their new single with vocals from Bird Mancini from their brand new album Half Fast, which features released and unreleased singles from Special Guests. Al Petulis is the songwriter, producer, guitarist for special guests. He's been around the Boston scene for a long time, though he's also had bands in Canada for a number of years. Had been a lead singer, but a vocal disorder put the kibosh on that, and he's taken other roles in music since, and he's still doing plenty of good stuff. It was, it's time. And the set ended with Stoned Elements, four-man band from Germany with Morning Sun from their CD Stoned Law. Songs on that disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Fragen, with songs in German. I believe they're going to have some new music out soon. Looking forward to that. Excuse me for my coughing. I need some water, and we are not allowed to have anything like that in the studio. Not that I have any here anyway. I wish I did. In any case, right now, I've got a set of serious guitar time for you, and I'm going to start with Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa, who released their new album, Black Coffee, in January. It's their third studio album together, and it's an album of covers of soul tunes, so not the usual ones. They went for songs that are more under the radar. Cool, huh? And the album was recorded in 5 days at the studio at the Palms in Las Vegas in August of 2016. And the song I have for you now is Damn Your Eyes, which was originally done by Etta James. Love hearing Beth Hart's vocals. She is great. And then Joe's guitar, like, whoa. So here, Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa with Damn Your Eyes.
What I tell myself, I got a mind of my own, I'll be alright alone, don't need anybody else. I gave myself a good talking to, no more being a fool for you. But when I see you, it's all believe all your lies, that look in your eyes, you made it all seem true. I guess I see what I want to see. I think it's my eye that's deceiving me, 'cause with that look I know so well, I fall completely under your spell. Damn your eyes for taking my breath away, for making me want.
Every time I see a woman, Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
All right, you just, let's see, before that PSA, you heard, with the series Guitar Time, first you heard Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa doing Damn Your Eyes from their new album Black Coffee. And after that was Ty Tabor with Freight Train from his new solo album Alien Beans, which came out in this month in January. Be the seventh solo album from guitarist Tabor, and he's in King's X and the Jelly Jam. It's a two-disc album, 10 new studio tracks, and a best-of disc with 11 remixed and remastered tracks from his previous releases. Then after that was Gary Moore with Memory Pain from the new album Blues and Beyond, a collection of Moore's studio recordings. The two-disc set's also available as part of a box set that includes a disc of live recordings and an official biography. Another musician lost too soon as Moore died in 2011. That was a Johnny Winter song. It was on Moore's 2004 album, Power of the Blues. Now I have something I'm so excited about. Any of you who've been regular listeners of my show for a period of time might remember as a band called Leo Gunn from England, a three-piece hard rocking band from London. I've played them on my show for years. Great stuff. I saw them live a couple of times a number of years ago. They were a great live band, too. And they hadn't had anything new out for a long time. And they put out this new EP, Human, I believe in November. And I finally got a copy. This is the first new music I've heard of theirs in quite some time. And from Human, this song is Dirty Mind. Thank you.
call yourself a man, but you're nowhere to be seen. You've lost it, you're drifting away, you're drifting away.
My eyes. The rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying.